Oh boy, this is going to be an absolutely desirable and pleasure filled week. Pardon me, I feel some French. Look at that. No, I nope. That we don't do cough buttons here. I could polish it, but then it wouldn't be real. Okay, across my desk this week, just you know what I've been up to. I don't know. Does this encourage you that the remarkably slow progress that I have in my life might be slower than your progress, and that therefore you're all right? Does that? No. This week I've been talking about webmail servers, web servers. I completely tested the email server. This is great. This is using, shall I say, eclectic professional tools for a highly skilled do-it-yourself email server. And I'm using this email address that I fully manage on my Apple iPhone's mail app. Yes, I'm right. You know, Apple has high standards. They won't let you use just any old email address. Are you familiar with using insecure certificates? Have you heard of you know anything like mail certificate? You get a company. Oh yeah. The mail certificates will be insecure, but it's all right. It's secure. It just says it's not. And I know why, and I understand that. And for the most part, it's usually true. But Apple won't do it. No. Well, guess what? My email server is so up to snuff that even Apple lets me use it. Now, that's saying something. I could. Don't you think that could go in like a... That's a quotable, isn't it? Even Apple. My stuff's so up to snuff, even Apple lets me use it. And that's saying something. No, it's done. It's tested. It's ready. I want to see if I can get it to do a couple more fun things. I want to see if I can add bells and whistles that most people might not care about. I've always got to build more additions onto the structure, but it's done. It's ready. It's ready to go. I might begin migrating soon. The trouble I'm having. Okay. As I talk about tech geekery stuff, I hope that there's some applicable things that you can learn, even if you don't know a lick about computers. One of the tools I put, one of the features I have with this is your own cloud. That's the product idea. If you pay a monthly fee to Dropbox, do they give you email as part of that fee? They say you get, what is it, a terabyte or 100 gigabytes, whatever they're giving you. Does that include your own email address? Can you host websites on that space on the internet? I don't think so. Well, for me, it's a simple fee and you get all of it. You get your own cloud. You get your own file sharing thing, a lot like Dropbox. You get your own calendar. It uses apps that are already in the Android and iPhone App Store. Not that we use Android, but you could, since I'm all iPhone now. But it's compatible with all of the stuff that's out there. Desktop calendars, Apple calendars, Outlook. Things that you're using, Thunderbird, they will already integrate into this cloud. It does everything. It does chat, has its own chat. It's brilliant. It's bookmarks, online bookmarks. I use the bookmarks in order to make the news rolls for Pacific Daily Times. So I've got that. It's also the same cloud that does your websites for your business or your blog that you host yourself. It also does your own email server. It's all the same thing. It's your personal package. There's your 25 gigabytes or however many gigabytes you want to pay for. It's yours. Do what you want with it. There you go. It's fine for what you're mostly doing. You want to get serious, you know, you want videos that are going to go all over the place, use YouTube. They distribute better. So I've got that running. Well, as part of that, I've got to use this other service called Nextcloud. That does a lot of the cloud stuff. And if I may gripe and whine a little bit here, get on my soapbox, Nextcloud has a lot of wonderful new ideas, but they aren't very focused on getting along with outside people that they don't do coding work with. They change things a lot. They rearrange the curbs in the parking lot on a weekly basis, shall I say, near weekly basis, or even multiple, at least once a month, maybe more, without notice. Imagine, parking lots have like trees and curbs, things that, you go to a parking lot, you can't drive here, you can't drive. Yeah. They're always redrawing the lines and putting the things you can't drive over in new places. They're always rearranging it. And so stuff is always breaking because for all their wonderful new ideas, they're unpredictable. They don't provide stability for other people that aren't on their team or closely working with their team. And so it's difficult. And as I look at this, part of me wants to say, oh, you guys are all idiots. But then another part of me is reading this book, which has green, which is going to disappear on my green screen, Zero Limits. And so it wants me to just say, wow, I love you. I'm sorry. I forgive you. Thank you. And then at the same time, I also want to look at it and say, gee, am I doing things that unsettle other people? Yeah, it makes me better because I've got to keep up with their constant changes. Instead of me moving on with my life, I'm always becoming so awesome that I can keep up with whatever new brilliant idea the next cloud guys came up with this morning. Got to rearrange my entire house, do remodeling, knock out the walls, redo the plumbing because next cloud had a new idea this morning. Okay, I'll get really great at plumbing and remodeling my house in an instant. But do I do that to others? I don't know. All right. So it's been a really fascinating week. I'll tell you one of the things that happened. Let me just check my phone here for messages. Because this is happening now. I do videos. And I do some video creation. I'm just last night I was talking with my YouTuber buddy's cameraman. We've kind of sort of struck up a little bit of a friendship. He's a very, very interested, very, very talented guy. We looked at some Quentin Tarantino films, doing strange things that normally can't get away with. We talked about looking into the camera. How that can change things. I do video stuff and I talk with video people and I talk with people in videos and people who make videos, etc. And there's a certain thing that I've been doing on my Instagram videos. I get one of these skaters that I'm working with. I love these guys. They're just really awesome people. I'm just purely honored. I feel unworthy, honestly, to be able to make videos with these awesome people. But I'll catch their jump. They're jumping in the air, the board's flipping around, and I slow it down so that you can see what the move is. It doesn't happen so fast, you're not sure. There's no question. The purpose for slowing it down isn't to do like Matrix, the Matrix cool slow motion action film stuff. I slow it down as evidence of the trick that they're performing and how well they are at landing it. So while the board is flipping around and their feet are moving around, I have it in slow motion. But once their feet reestablish contact with the skateboard and then they start to drop down to land, I jump it back into normal speed at right on the drop. I don't do slow motion through the whole thing and then turn it off. I time it so that it fits with the action. Well, I just started doing this on my own. And since then, the people that are in my local circles, the people who know people, all started copying it. And I made a video to this effect. I said, look, this was my idea. And my friends are now copying my idea, which I loved. Copy, steal ideas. That's great. And also I stole someone else's idea. I stole Lahi's idea. Black it out just before he jumps, just before he lands it. Black it out. Is he going to make it or not? Yeah, so we've been stealing ideas. And some people think I'm arrogant for saying so. But they're good friends too. See you tomorrow.